So, where's Mom? I sigh. Ah, she's sick.
Sick?
His eyes widen and he looks toward the stairs. When I got diagnosed with cancer many years ago, Rylan was still living at home. He saw me day in and day out, and I think it scared him more than he ever let on. No, I shake my head before he thinks the worst. Xavier's twins brought something home from school. She's sleeping. I walk into the kitchen to continue unloading the groceries. If she doesn't beat it fast, I'll need your help. You got it, he says, then takes a container of leftovers out of the fridge and fixes himself a plate. He waits by the microwave as I put the groceries away. I thought you weren't coming home for a few more days, I ask, not wanting to pry. It's taken me a lot of kids to realize the more they think you're prying, the more they hide. A friend of mine is having a party later this week, but I canceled at the last minute. Just needed to be home. Well, I couldn't be happier to see you. The microwave dings and he sits down at the table with his fork in hand. Then he stands and goes into our laundry room, where our spare fridge is, returning with a water. He's antsy. I get some of the things organized that I know for sure Marla would want done, trying not to analyze his every move.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
How come you never left Sunrise Bay?
Ah, there it is. I think each of my kids has asked me that question at some point in their life. I have to be careful how I respond because, first, I need to taper down my own excitement. I'm guessing that if he's asking that question, it means he's contemplating moving back. I've always pushed my kids to try to achieve their dreams, and sometimes those dreams take them far away. But a small piece of me always wishes they'll want to stick around Sunrise Bay and live near us. Well, I take a break, sitting down across the table from him and being 100% honest with him, hoping it'll help him do some self-reflection and discovery this week while he's home.
I sit and watch the table of four guys scarf down every crumb of food I spend the morning preparing. You'd think I'd have grown used to this by now, but it's like Logan and a bunch of mini-me's. You'd be hard-pressed to find one feature of mine in our three sons.
Hey, babe. You okay this morning?
Logan lifts his wrist to my forehead. I'm fine, just tired. The three boys, Noah, Crew, and Wade, get up at the same time, walking their plates to the sink. The dishes are put in along with the empty smoothie glasses that Logan has them drink every morning. It's the first day of Christmas break. We could go ice skating or sledding or maybe even skiing. I offer up some choices other than what Logan has already planned for them. A day away from me. Okay, yes, I'm being a tad dramatic, but sometimes I feel as though I don't fit into my own family.
Training first. We'll be off on Christmas.
Logan smiles at me, snagging the last piece of bacon as if it's a prize.
I'll stay with you, Mom.
Wade, our youngest, grabs my hand. That's a subject I need to broach with Logan. Wade might not be the next MMA fighter my husband wants him to be. Logan comes home and complains about Wade's focus, and Wade tells me it's boring at the gym. Our oldest, Noah, can't get enough of the fighting, but he's always had a lot of restless energy that Wade doesn't. I run my hand through Wade's blonde hair and ruffle it up a little. Well, since you guys are busy, I guess I'll go over to Grandma's to check up on her. But I'll sneak out a few cookies for you. He smiles. Each boy says goodbye. Noah, now tall enough to tower over me. They all walk out the front door to their dad's truck, which I'm sure Noah will be driving now that he has his permit. Logan lingers.
Want help with the dishes before we leave?
I shake my head.
Is everything okay?
I hear his hesitation, and I'm not sure why he can't see the problem. Actually, it infuriates me that he doesn't.